We're going to be, this morning, we're going to continue on in the book of Philippians. I'll be with you two more Sundays after today, and we'll finish up the book of Philippians over the next two Sundays. And we're going to be there in the end of Philippians chapter 3 today, and you can turn your Bibles there if you'd like. I'm getting a huge echo from myself up here. Can you take me out of monitors? Or... I hope y'all like hearing me better than I like hearing me. But anyway, so but before we go there, I want you to turn in your Bibles, Philippians 3, and we'll be in mainly focusing on verses 20 and 21 today. But I think we, you know, I before we get into the sermon, you know, this week is we'll be celebrating something special this week, right? What do we celebrate this week? Come on, liberty, freedom. You know. 1776, you know, I know there's disputed dates of, you know, when this was signed and when that was signed, but, you know, there was a brave group of men who put their lives on the line so that you and I could enjoy the freedom we do today, and many thousands, tens of thousands have given, hundreds of thousands have given their lives since that day to preserve that freedom, and don't forget it. Don't ever forget it, and don't ever take advantage of it, and don't ever allow it to be taken away. Having said that, I want to say something else, though. You don't have to wait until July 4th to celebrate your liberty and freedom in Christ. The liberty and freedom we have in Christ Jesus, if you've been born again, is endless. It's endless. And the only reason we don't live every day in the liberty and freedom that God has granted us is just because we don't. Because we choose to not take advantage of the liberty that God's given us. I would love to someday, maybe sometime if I come back later down the road or something, I want to preach a message to you about that liberty and how important it is to God, because it's something that we miss in churches a lot. You know, we preach a lot of things. A lot of preachers preach a lot of things from the pulpit. A lot of times the liberty and the freedom that Christ died for is something we overlook, and we forget it, and we bind ourselves up with these rules, and we bind ourselves up. You know the Word of God is a love letter to you and I, and it is to be lived out in its fullest, and we are to read it all and practice it all. But we have to remember that Christ died for our liberty and our freedom, and we should take that, not only the liberty and freedom we have in this country, but we should take the liberty and freedom we have in Christ and do something with it. Do something with it. I challenge you to do that. This week, as you think about it, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3, he said, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty." And so if you have the Spirit of God living in your heart today, you have the liberty to enjoy that relationship. You have the liberty to enjoy the Word of God, to enjoy your Christian life. God doesn't expect us to walk around, you know, all down and depressed, and we are to have joy and have liberty and enjoy our Christian life. So that's sermon number one. Now let's get started on sermon number two. I just wanted to mention that to you. So we've talked a little bit about the book of Philippians. We've talked a little bit about, you know, Paul wrote the book of Philippians. He was in a jail in Rome, and in the middle of that pain in his life, he writes this beautiful letter to the church at Philippi that's just filled with love. And, I mean, he just pours out his heart to them about how much he loves them and how he prays for them and all the things that he is, you know, he's wishing that they would do and hoping and praying that they'll do. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I love the Apostle Paul. You know, he doesn't overcomplicate things. And when he wrote or preached, we always find him helping people. Always. I mean, it's always his desire. He always put himself out in order to serve the people that God had given him to serve. And that's something for us, especially those of you who are in leadership in this church, to keep in mind, is that whenever that God has called us to love people and to take care of them and to help them and help them to understand what God would have them do. More importantly, we find the Apostle Paul echoing the words of Jesus often. And this is something that we've talked about here. And I've told you that, you know, that's something that God taught me a long time ago, was to not speak so much of my